FM. This is CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Hi, this is Cliff Stevens, and we're rocking the blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's get to it and play some blues.
Cliff Stevens from Montreal. He's traveled the world playing his music. He's got a new release out. It is called Better Days. We're going to play the title track, and then we're going to have a chat with Cliff Stevens. Has a new album out. It is called Better Days, and joining us to tell us all about it is Cliff. Cliff, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Ken. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Cliff, it's a great album, and I'm really curious, and I'm sure everybody wants to know why you wanted to feature Better Days.
Well, it's because basically, you know, when the pandemic hit, I was on tour, and everything just came to a crashing halt. And I think everybody, everywhere around the world is basically, we've all got that one thing in common, you know, that we're just waiting for better days. So, you know, I got a job during the pandemic, and I came up with this tune. I had the tune in my head, and I had some other lyrics. I was going to make it like a, you know, heartbreak blues tune, but then it said, no, man, better days, you know, they're coming. They're going to come soon.
It's a pretty cool video for that song, and it features people, I assume, from all around the world holding up signs, Better Days, in different languages.
Correct. Yeah. I I was actually in Mexico. I was doing some gigs there. And in January, and I was supposed to go to Germany for a tour mid-January. And that, of course, you know, we know about the Omicron. So my tour was canceled. So I decided to stay in Mexico for a bit. And then I decided to film the video there. So not, but like getting back to the what you were saying is that, yeah, I contacted people I know and I wanted to have the theme of better days, but like an international kind of flavor. So like you said, everybody held up different signs in their nationality that said better days. So I have Ukrainian, I have Mohawk, there's all sort of French, of course, you know, English, Spanish, all sorts of different languages there.
How would you describe the music on this album?
Well, I decided to take a bit of a different approach. And I injected some straight up blues into the album. I just wanted to, you know, do a classic slow blues. I wanted to do some other kind of classic blues grooves. And then I also put in kind of, you know, quote unquote, my style of tunes. Plus there's some, you know, there's a country kind of picking almost Chet Atkins style tune at the end of the record. There's, I don't know if you call it adult contemporary, but it's kind of a country-ish ballad that I wrote. Actually, my brother passed a year ago, and I had this tune in my head for a few years, but, you know, just ideas. And when that happened, it just came together within about 2 days, and I wrote that tune, and it just seemed right, so I put it on the album.
Most artists consider their songs to be like children. They're all equal. Is there one song on that album that really gets you the most?
You know, it's funny you asked me that because I would have to say there's a tune called I Believe. And I wrote that. I didn't write it 4 years ago, but I came up with the germ of the song, the germ of the idea. I was in Morocco. I was on a gig and I was walking down the street and I came up with these two words, I Believe. And I knew sort of, you know, where I wanted to go with it, but it took me 3 years actually to put it all together and to make it into a song. And for me, it's like kind of a personal manifesto of how I feel. You know, I just put it all out there, you know, so I'm really proud of that song. It features some great playing too, great piano playing.
Did you go about writing extra songs for the album and then start paring it down? I know a lot of artists do that. They may have 20 songs and they bring it down to 10 or 11. Did you go through that process?
Absolutely. Yeah, I had about, I started off with about almost 40 ideas. They weren't all songs, but there were 40 ideas and some, you know, it was actually, I Believe was an idea for the last album, Nobody But You, but it never made the cut. So that's what happens. I pared it down to 12 tunes. There's 12 tunes in the physical album. There's 11 on the digital release. And there's still some songs or some ideas that I may use in an upcoming album as well.
What happens to those songs that you don't record? You just keep regurgitating them over the years and revisiting them and trying to refine them a little bit more?
I think the operative word here, Ken, is hope. Is hope that they will turn into a song. I mean, I have one. It's this guitar lick and it's a groove. And I've tried to get it off the ground for two albums now, and I just can't. I just can't get the thing to make sense, you know? So I'm gonna try it again next album because I really think it's a cool guitar lick. And I played it for other people. They like it, but I just can't make it into a song. So yes, I do keep coming back. I have all my ideas recorded. Sometimes it's just me taking it because I take a lot of walks. So sometimes just, you know, singing into my voice memos with an idea or a lyric or something. That's how I Believe came about.
You just came back from a rather extensive tour. What's going to happen for you this summer? You're going to be touring around Canada?
Actually, I mentioned before I got a job during the pandemic and I don't really have that much booked this summer. I have some local gigs, don't have any festivals booked or anything like that. So I'm probably just going to go back to the job for maybe part time and do some local gigs. planning the tour for Europe next year. But, you know, and promoting this album, I'm really putting a lot of time and energy into promoting this album because I think it's my best album and I'm really proud of it.
Well, it's a great album. Where can our blues fans get a hold of your album?
CliffStevensMusic.com.
Well, it's a terrific album, Cliff, and I hope a lot of people get out there and buy it. And hopefully we'll get to see you perform live one of these days soon again.
Oh, I'm sure that will happen because you know what they say, can't keep an old blueser down.
That's for sure. Cliff, thanks so much for your time. It's really been great chatting with you.
My pleasure, Ken. You take care now.
I believe that love will win out over hate. I believe a sinner can change before it's too late. I believe in justice for everyone. I believe that time is gonna come. I believe the truth will set you free. I believe there's a better life for you and me. I believe that anyone can open any door. I believe, yes, I'm sure.
I believe.
Time to stand up. Stand up for what is right.
I believe.
Speak out for the children.
Thanks to Cliff Stevens for joining us. Again, the album is Better Days. And we're getting a little bit excited because live music festivals are back. One of the highlights is the Lighthouse Blues Festival. Let's hear a cut from the Ghost Town Blues Band, one of the bands that's going to be performing at the festival. And then we'll have a chat with Rick Clark, who's the festival organizer and music director.
Stop. Some girls are so my soda, honey. You ain't never gonna wanna stop.
We just heard a cut from the Ghost Town Blues Band led by Matt Isbell. And they are going to be appearing at the Bruce Telecom Lighthouse Blues Festival in Kincardine, July 8th and 9th and 10th. The festival runs. And to tell us all about it, Rick Clark, president and music director, is here. Rick, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you, Ken, for giving me the opportunity to talk to all of your listeners, particularly that crew down in Hamilton. We have quite a fan base down in Hamilton that come up to our festival every year. So I'm happy to share some of the highlights for this year's festival.
Well, you got a main stage and five supporting street stages, so there's a lot of musicians and a lot of acts to see.
Yeah, we have the 3 days, and each day is structured a little differently. But, of course, our Bruce Telecom main stage is Friday night and Saturday night. That's a ticketed event. Five acts on the Friday, six on the Saturday. In the evening. And then on Saturday, we have five street stages. That's all part of the free festival. It has, again, like probably another 30 acts there that you're going to have an opportunity to see. Then Sunday morning is our traditional gospel revival in Victoria Park, which is always a well-received feature for the festival. So 3 days. Three good reasons to come up to Kincardine and enjoy the live music, and especially the blues.
So walk us through some of the main acts that are going to be performing.
Well, like I was saying, there's like over 35, so it's too long of a list to hit everybody. But we're always very proud of what we're able to program for our main stage. We're not a big festival. We brag that we're probably the best little festival in Ontario. Our main stage has seating for about maybe 600 to 800 top. So it's a pretty intimate setting. It's outdoors, of course, overlooking Kincardine Harbor. And on the Friday night, all five of them are awesome. I'm just going to quickly rhyme them off. Spencer McKenzie, the Ben Rancine Band, Bywater Call, who we're really big on, Crystal Shawanda, who returns after a very successful appearance last year. I think this is actually her third appearance in our 13 years. And Vanessa Collier, who just won Best Female Contemporary Blues Artist down in the state. So that we're really proud to bring Vanessa to the blues fans here in Ontario who may not have seen her yet. Over on Saturday night, Shaky Trill is a local group. But they have been finalists at the IBC in Memphis, and they're actually up for a Maple Blues Award as Best New Artist. So we're very proud of our Bruce County boys, Shaky Trill. Then we have Joshua Miller and Pappy John's band. Dawn Tyler Watson is going to bring down the house, as she always does. She's had a number of appearances here. Cheryl Lescom and the Tucson Choir Boys. We always try to find a way to bring Cheryl back to Kincardine. A lot of fans here. Then Angelique Francis. And we had Angelique last year, and she was probably a fan favorite. Just did a great job for us. And then the Ghost Town Blues Band. The boys from Memphis are back. I mean, we've had Matt and the boys up here a number of times, probably three or four festivals, as well as a number of club dates. They've got a lot of fans in this region. So we're always happy when we can arrange to bring Ghost Town back. I talked about the Saturday Street Festival. There's a lot of acts there, but a lot of names that your listeners will recognize, people like Morgan Davis, Susie Vinnick, Chris Murphy, Aaron McCallum, who I know is a good friend of yours, is on one of our street stages. So we have a number of local, regional, and some provincially known blues artists performing on those five stages on the Saturday.
So where can folks find out the information of all of the acts that are going
to
be there?
Well, the best thing is to go to our website, lighthouse.com. We try to do a pretty good job of keeping our website up, but we're also on both, you know, we're on social media, so they can like the festival on Facebook or Instagram, Lighthouse Blues Festival. We've got a great marketing team that are helping us out, doing a lot of good work in that area.
And where can folks buy tickets?
Ticketing. We keep our tickets online for the convenience of everybody. And it's also easiest for us in terms of tracking and organizing. So ticketing.ca, Lighthouse Blues Festival.
A lot of attendees always ask this question. Do they need to bring chairs or are there chairs to sit when they come and watch the acts?
We do have chairs, probably about 200 on site. So that takes care of... Usually you can find a chair without too much difficulty. They're stacked along one wall. But people are welcome to bring in their own chair as well, if they're more comfortable.
Well, Rick, it sounds like an absolutely fantastic event. And I understand you guys raise money for local charities from this as well.
Well, we are a nonprofit. So at the end of the day, when all of the bills are paid, what proceeds are left go to our designated charities. The Lions Club of Kincardine is our major designated charity. They provide us with a lot of the volunteers. They do a lot of good work in this community.
And again, it is the Bruce Telecom Lighthouse Blues Festival, July 8th, 9th, and 10th. And Rick, I'm really looking forward to being there. It'll be the first time I've been there, but I understand it's a fantastic festival.
Well, we've been very well received by fans, blues fans. Probably over 60% of the tickets sold come from people outside of the community. And they make it a bit of a destination weekend. I mean, not only is it do we feel we provide a great live entertainment, but we have a tremendous venue overlooking Lake Huron. So you're going to get that sunset, that beautiful Lake Huron sunset. And Kincardine as a community is very warm and welcoming, has a number of other tourism assets. So we try to encourage people to come and spend a little extra time here exploring the region. And they come back every year.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for your time. And we are going to spin music for the rest of this hour from all of the artists that are going to be at the festival. And we're going to kick it off with one of my favorites, Don Tyler Watson. Thanks again, Rick.
Thank you.
Don't make me mad, boy. Don't make me angry. I'll bust you in two, boy. If it tickles my fancy, I can be mean, boy. So don't get me riled up. Don't make me angry. Don't make me mad. Don't make me hostile. I get excited. Stay away from that lady. That's my ring on your finger. I can't be mean, boy. So don't get me riled up. Don't make me angry. Don't make me mad. Don't call her name, boy. Don't call her number. You'll be looking for trouble if you know what I mean, boy. I can't be mean, boy. So don't get me riled up. Don't make me angry. Don't make me mad. We'll be right back.
don't you make me mad.
Many thanks to Rick Clark for joining us. We just heard Don Tyler Watson from her album, Mad Love. We're going to try and fit in as many of the groups that will be playing the festival in the next hour. So let's kick it off. We'll play three in a row. This is Vanessa Collier from her album, Heart on the Line. Then we've got Crystal Shawanda from Church House Blues. And then rounding it out, Angelique Francis from her new release, Long River. Let's enjoy the musicians of the Lighthouse Blues Festival.
You think of the typical, because I stand on my own. I've got something to say. Well, you can get on board. Yeah, you might be surprised. Take a chance on me. I might be small in stature, and I might be quiet. You might not even know. So don't get in my way and let me be me. You can get on board. Yeah, you might be surprised. Take a chance on me. You can get on board. Yeah, you might be surprised. Take a chance on me. That you were making. See, I'm not a shy one. I got more strength than you know. And I'm comfortable just being me. You can get on board, 'cause you might be surprised. Take a chance on me. And you can get on board. Yeah, you might. Last call. Yeah, she sang, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy.
dancing on the tables. Let's see what Monday morning brings.
Somebody's calling you. Let me get in. Caroline? What's she doing calling you at 3 in the morning? Hello? Oh, no, she didn't. Russell, you better wake up. You better wake up.
Tell me.
We will continue to roll out the songs from the musicians that will be performing at the Lighthouse Blues Festival. We've got Cheryl Lescombe and the Tucson Choir Boys from the album Well Played, then Bywater Call from their self-titled release, and then the Ben Racine Band live on Montreal.
Too close for comfort, and it's getting hard to breathe. Ain't no outlet waving.
Lighthouse Blues Festival with a great lineup. Let's hear from two more musicians, Spencer McKenzie. He's got a new single out from his upcoming album, Preach to My Soul, and then Aaron McCallum from Complicated Woman.
That's what I'm always for. mean that I have failed. Yes, and just because I missed the boat, it doesn't mean my ship is sailing. And just because I'm broken, it doesn't mean that I am broke. Yes, and just because I'm laughing, it doesn't mean I like the joke. Yes, I'm a complicated woman with a confiscated.
Bruce Telecom Lighthouse Blues Festival, July 8, 9, and 10. What a party that's going to be. And that wraps up this week's edition of Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with one more artist that will be performing at the Lighthouse Festival, Jim Dandee, from his latest album, Real Blues. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on Indie 1015. Blues Source International is coming up next.
Like it used to be. love, they say, and not as young.